This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Earlier this month, Disney on Ice glided into Manchester's Verizon Wireless Arena with a parade of princesses, Peter Pans, and talking mice on skates. We sent Word of Mouth producer Zach Nugent to meet a cast member with New Hampshire roots. Zach arrived a few hours before the show and managed to get in a little bit of ice time.
This is the sound I made when I first stepped on the ice and flailed wildly, trying to remember how to skate.
I haven't skated in a while.
The idea was to interview Disney on Ice cast member and New Hampshire native Caitlin DeRoy while skating, and as I tried to regain my balance and wits in front of Caitlin, several Disney PR people, and a photographer, I decided this whole skating while interviewing thing might be a bad idea. But when my ice legs eventually came back, it was business as usual. And Caitlin took me through her journey from small-town girl in Tilton, New Hampshire, to the shining Disney figure skater standing before me.
Once upon a time.
I actually had little baby skates that my parents would kind of put me in my pink snowsuit and scoot me around the pond, and I was trying to jump. My mom said, well, maybe we should sign her up for lessons before she hurts herself so she can learn how to do these jumps the right way.
There comes a point in every young skater's life when they have to make a tough decision. If they aren't going to be competing in the Olympics, how much further can they skate down this path?
I competed for a long time because I really loved it. And then from there, I wasn't really ready to give up skating yet after college, and I tried out for Disney on Ice. And they said, we have a position for you if you want it. And I said, absolutely.
And for Caitlin, working for Disney has been a dream come true. She's performed all over the world, hangs out with what she calls her second family, and most importantly, she gets paid to do what she's always loved to do.
My favorite part is performing in front of an audience. When I competed, you're competing for judges and marks and scores, and it's nice to be able to come out here and skate and do something I love to do and not be judged and be performing for people that want to see you and see their favorite characters. Yeah. And I love the reactions we get from the audience.
One day, she hopes to play the role of Tinkerbell. But right now, she plays Foxy, one of Neverland's lost boys.
It was one of those characters where I just went out there and I was like, all right, well, I get to play and I get to wear pajamas and I get to act like a little boy. And what would a little boy do out here this time? Well, he'd probably be having fun. So, and, you know, waving to the crowd and, you know, trying to get, you know, reactions out of people.
But if I've learned anything from Disney movies, it's that the road to the fairy tale ending is usually pretty bumpy. So it comes as no surprise that this job isn't all princesses and butterflies and magic carpets.
Have you ever fallen?
Oh, yeah. I actually fell last week just because I was dancing around and Foxy and having fun, and I just fell on my face.
Really?
Yeah.
For any Disney show to work, everyone must buy in and believe in a certain magic. The idea being, if Disney employees believe in the stories and characters being real, so will the fans.
The first time I went to Disneyland, I was like 21 years old, and I still was like a big kid and enjoying it. And I couldn't wait to see the characters and everything. And even when I go now, I'm like, hey, Donald, or hey, Mickey. Like, I still really enjoy it.
Does anyone method act, as in they're their character outside of the ice?
I think that, you know, you portray your character out on the ice, and then once you're done with the show, you're back to being who you are.
But let's keep that between us, because for the crowds of fans walking into the Verizon Wireless Arena to see the show, the magic is still very much alive.
Okay, can you tell me your name?
Natalie.
And are you excited to go to Disney on Ice?
Yeah.
Who are you most excited to see?
Rapunzel.
As for Caitlin, she may have the shine of show business now, but she follows a certain Disney-esque lesson of never losing sight of where she came from.
It's funny because, you know, I've done all this traveling, I've been all over the world, but, you know, it's definitely nice to be home, and I appreciate, you know, where I live so much more. And, you know, it's nice to get home to New Hampshire every once in a while and, you know, escape, like, the big cities.
And doing what she loves, back where it all started, seems a lot like happily ever after. For Word of Mouth, I'm Zach Nugent.